we can't get along, we ought to be apart. And I'm wondering where'd you get that cold, cold heart. Set me free, sign my release. I'm tired of being a villain of the peace. You've been giving me bad times, tell me what I do. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? Saying things that you didn't have to. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? You only get one life, and this I know. I wanna get my licks in now before I go. Fire of love is dead and cold. I gotta satisfy the hunger in my soul. You've been giving me bad times.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden delivered Thanksgiving meals to firefighters today in Nantucket, Massachusetts. What he's thankful for and hopeful for.
I think with the grace of God, we'll go and maybe with a little luck, we're going to get some more progress in the Middle East. And I'm really thankful for being able to get the first peace done on Lebanon.
That U.S. brokered ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon holding on day two for the most part, although there have been some isolated incidents of gun and artillery fire in southern Lebanon. Russia launched close to 200 missiles and drones across Ukraine today, again targeting energy infrastructure, the strikes triggering emergency blackouts across the country, including Kyiv. Today, reports coming out of Syria that Syrian rebels have launched a major surprise offensive against leader Bashar al-Assad's forces. Several villages captured. The front line had been static for years, but a decimated Hezbollah in Lebanon may be seen as an opportunity by the Syrian rebels. This is ABC News. As holiday shoppers get ready to ship their online purchases, a year-long investigation by ABC-owned KTRK-TV in Houston finds the theft of U.S. mail is rampant.
Of more than 600 arrests for mail theft since January of last year, most suspects were postal workers. What's happening to the mail?
It's being stolen. It's being ransacked. It's being sold on the dark web.
Frank Albergo heads the Postal Police Officers Association. He says cuts to budgets for investigations will only make the problem worse. Would he trust an important piece of his mail to be delivered?
I mean, I hate to say this, but no.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
An artificial intelligence application has been answering visitors' questions about faith and religion at a Catholic chapel in Switzerland. The project's a collaboration between researchers and religious leaders and used an image of Jesus to interact with visitors in 100 different languages. People behind the project say users found the interface easy to use and the experience moving. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Cue finger guns. Really easy. Super stress free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Beat the Black Friday rush and shop Thanksgiving Day savings at Lowe's. For one day only, get up to 60% off online-only deals. Plus, my Lowe's Rewards members get early access to Black Friday doorbusters, like the Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $12.98. Join for free today, because Lowe's knows deals. Thanksgiving Day event, valid 11/28, only on Lowe's.com. Member-only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Aylin. Be on the lookout for some common scams this holiday season. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says one common trick is fake messages about failed package deliveries.
Scammers are trying to get you to click on a link and provide them money and personal information just to, quote, verify that information so you get that package delivered to you.
Reinen says they see a rise in these scams as the holidays get closer.
They are waiting for packages to be delivered and get them ready to give. And so scammers just use this quick turnaround time to the holiday, as well as the confusion of all the online ordering, to try and take advantage.
Never click on random links in your text messages or emails, and always check with the supposed delivery company or the post office directly if you think you've missed a delivery. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is changing up how they do state park passes. DNR Section Supervisor Chris Pedretti says they're moving to a 12-month annual admission pass,
which will allow you 12 months from date of purchase instead of the calendar year annual pass in the previous years. So no matter when you buy it, you will have 12 months from the date of purchase to enjoy all the state parks and forests.
The new 12-month passes go on sale starting December 2nd. A classic Wisconsin B-movie prop is up for auction.
One of the giant spider props from the titular 1975 sci-fi movie, The Giant Spider Invasion, is up for auction in December. That film was shot in Merrill and was notably covered by the comedy series Mystery Science Theater 3000. You can also own all the rights to the film and several of the original negatives. The auction is coming entirely from a collection of the independent filmmaker Bill Rabane, who set up shop in Tiny Gleason in Lincoln County. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy with a few flurries and spotty snow showers. Only trace amounts are expected to stick, and winds begin to whip tonight, bringing a blustery but sunny Friday, with high temperatures only reaching the low 20s. Plus, wind chills on top of that will be feeling more like the single digits. Alexandria, Minnesota. Great for winter getaways and holiday fun. ExploreAlex.com. Currently, it's 21.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
To give thanks. Thanks for all the good things that we've got in our lives. Thanks for the challenges. Thanks for the solutions to those challenges. And thanks for the lessons that we get, or maybe are forced, to learn each and every year. And speaking of learning, we are about to kick off a four-show venture into what's important and what's new.
From Thanksgiving Day via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Emily Score from Growth Energy. Then it's Kip Jacobs from UPL, and later James Schertz from Great Plains Ag. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much for joining us on Thanksgiving Day 2024. Woo-hoo. Here we are, man. Here we are. I hope everything's going well for you today, buddy. It's time to get together with family and friends and give, you know, just think about all the things that we are thankful for. And of course, you know, as the host and anchor on a, on AgriTalk here, we've got to do the annual, we are thankful for our listeners, which we truly are. We truly are thankful that you are tuning in and giving us a listen, letting us be part of your daily routine here on AgriTalk. So thank you.
Well, yeah. And we understand you have choices, beloved listener. You could listen to something else. Sure. You could do that. Thank you for not doing that, at least in this moment.
But that would be doing it wrong. That would be doing it
after you listen to our show. That'll be fine.
That's right. That's right. So glad that you are with us. Spending time with family and friends today, but boy, oh boy, each year I get an opportunity to go down and take part in Trade Talk at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. And I'll admit, in the past, I've been kind of like, oh boy, here we go again. But you know what? I had a completely different attitude going into this year, because we get an opportunity each year at Trade Talk to learn what the stakeholders in agriculture are working on, what they think is most important, what they have heard from farmers is the thing that they should be working on for the years ahead. So it's a great learning opportunity. And so I decided, hey, we're going to take advantage of this and go down and kind of eavesdrop, actually eavesdrop on what these guys, what these companies think is most important for the year ahead. So we're going to be talking about those things over the course of the next four shows here on AgriTalk. I'm looking forward to doing that.
That sounds really great. So I'm imagining you posted up in a corner somewhere, like you see on the NFL. When they've got the guy with the microphone and the big sort of plastic kind of half dome around it, just picking out, you know, is that the kind of thing that
I go to them.
Huh?
I go to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you approach
keep moving.
Very good.
Keep moving, man. Fruitful. That's what this is all about. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
All right. All right. I know you've got some news for us to discuss. What do you got?
Well, I do. I do. Let's begin with this National Weather Service thing here. A Thanksgiving Day storm is pushing from the mid-Mississippi to the Ohio Valley today into the Northeast, although some of you good folks might not need me to tell you that. In other news here, below average temperatures to spill out into the Great Plains and Mississippi Valley through the end of the week. We had a nice warm harvest, Chip. We had a lovely end to the summer and begin to the fall, and here now we're getting chilly again. Some stormy weather
Vic
out there.
Miller,
be careful, folks.
Vic Miller said on the Farmer Forum yesterday on AgriTalk that they sent the combine to the field for 40 straight days and never got a raindrop on it.
Yeah.
Up in northeast Iowa. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable that the kind of harvest weather that we had. And then we had a good season to get a lot of manure spread, a lot of manure injected, some fall field work done. But now it's going to get cold. I mean, we've got highs for tomorrow and into the weekend in the 20s here in northeast Iowa. So it's getting cold.
Yeah. Well, here in our news segment, Chip, let's talk about our neighbors to the south for a second here. I've got a couple of stories. No, not Arkansas, farther south. Mexico. Let's begin with this
New
here. Mexico. Okay. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum warned President-elect Trump of dire economic consequences for both countries from tariffs and suggested possible retaliation following his threat of across-the-board tariffs of 25% on Mexico and Canada. Chip, Trump had talked about that with China. And got an awful lot of attention with his talk of tariffs on China. He then turned that tariff talk toward Canada and Mexico. Yep. Got responses from both countries pretty quickly.
Right. And quickly doesn't describe it for the response from Trudeau in Canada. Within the hour, he was on the phone having a conversation with President-elect Trump. So, and the response from Mexico, I think we've got to call it very, very timely as well. So we had great conversations about some of the, some perspective on the tariff plans yesterday with Jim Wiesmeyer from Pro Farmer and then on the Farmer Forum with Bill Flory from Idaho and Vic Miller from Iowa. So if you missed those conversations, I'd go back and give them a listen.
And we did talk about this just briefly in the news yesterday, but sort of alongside this story, we've been going back and forth with Mexico on these white corn imports, the GMO corn. Well, now we've got South Africa will issue import permits for genetically engineered white and yellow corn from the U.S. They've had a drought over there, Chip, a 22% drop in local production. I don't know what's going to happen with Mexico since this is a bit of a drought sort of inspired permit here.
Yeah.
I don't know that we can expect this to be long-term demand.
Here's the thing. I've been thinking about that story since you had it yesterday morning. And there was a day, Davis, that if we would have lost 3 or 4 million metric tons of South African white corn production, it would have been a major story for the corn market. And here we are. We're not even talking about it on the PM show. We're talking about it on the AM show. And it just is a it's evidence of how South American, Brazil and Argentine corn production has caused a major shift in the global grain flows, and we lose production out of South Africa, and it's barely a story anymore because of of the supply side cushion that we've got coming out of South America.
Yep. Well, back to Old Mexico here. Just one more story of note. Mexico's chief veterinary officer on November 22nd informed USDA of a positive detection of New World screwworm in a cow in the southern Mexican state of Chiapas. This will primarily impact feeder cattle imports from Mexico, around 100,000 head of feeder cattle per month sent to the U.S. from Mexico, Chip.
Yeah, and there's no doubt. I mean, there's been a big run-up in the feeder cattle market and already some profit-taking backing away from the highs in that feeder cattle market. But generally speaking, the feedlots in Texas in particular are going to be searching for supplies to keep the feedlots full and operational here for the next month or so. All right, Davis, hey, happy Thanksgiving. Stay tuned. We've got Emily Score from Growth Energy up next here on AgriTalk. No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
We've been using Pivot Bio for 4 years. The first thing that drove us to Pivot Bio was the unique thought that there's something else out there outside of synthetic nitrogen that can replace it. And the data shows that we are able to replace that 40 pounds, sustain the same yield goals with 40 pounds less synthetic nitrogen. Anytime we can more efficiently use our nitrogen, that is more efficiently using our dollars.
Visit TalkNitrogen.com for your free nitrogen efficiency review. That's TalkNitrogen.com.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. We are at the NAFB convention down in Kansas City at Trade Talk. And ran into Emily Score, the CEO at Growth Energy. Emily, it's good to see you and talk to you face-to-face.
It's great to talk to you face-to-face. Couldn't be happier.
All right. I'm going to come out of the gate kind of on a big issue here, and that's Zeldin, Lee Zeldin, Trump's choice for EPA. What are your thoughts?
Yes, admittedly, that's a name that that I don't think anybody in the industry had heard. It wasn't really on the bingo card. And so here's where we have to start in terms of our thinking. The president has a track record in his first administration, and I think we're seeing this. We could, in some of the names that he's announcing for the position so far, he's putting people in place that he trusts will implement his policy. And so for us as an industry, we have to keep in mind it is the president who sets the policy.
Yes.
We know that the president is supportive of rural America. He did some good things for farmers and the ethanol industry in his first term, and so it is incumbent upon us to make sure that we remind Mr. Zeldin, should he be confirmed, that he works for the president, and this is what the president wants to see: growth in the rural economy. We don't, you know, he doesn't have a strong connection to our industry. He comes from New York State, so he doesn't have a long history or familiarity with our industry. So we need to work with him. We need to educate him on the role that we play in terms of driving energy dominance, unleashing more American jobs. And so the things that we know are going to be important to him, because they're important to the president, we fit that category. We've just got to connect those dots through the confirmation process. That's when we work with our champions to ask questions, to introduce important points. So that's really kind of the path forward. And I don't think you have someone who comes in with a bias necessarily one way or the other.
Okay.
And so you see the optimism for me, right?
I get it, yeah.
And, you know, we've got to work. This is our primary regulator, so we've got to, we have to have a constructive working relationship and CHIP. There are so many important things on the docket from day one.
Okay.
And we got to get this right.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. He concerns me a little bit because I look at some of the past anti-RFS legislation that he has at least co-sponsored. He acts like he knows about the RFS. He acts like he knows about ethanol, yet we're saying that he still needs to be educated on some things. This he feels like an uphill battle to me, Emily.
Well, I didn't say it would be easy.
Okay.
And you know, we look at the same thing, and we look at the scorecard for his years, and what we don't know is what was behind the anti-RFS. Was he coming from I am a Republican, I don't like the mandate component of an RFS, and that's going to be my starting position? And we've seen that before with many, if not most Republicans, not in the Corn Belt. So we don't know if it's that, and this is kind of the 2015, 16, 17 era where that was a popular beginning stance, or if there's more behind that. And that's where we have to kind of get to know him and better understand and make sure that we make the case, whatever his position, it's the president's position that is most important.
Man, you're making a great point on that. That it is, he needs to enforce Donald Trump's position on biofuels and energy in general as we go forward. That's the bottom line.
Absolutely. And I mean, all of us, we have to be the echo chamber. We know we can do this. We've done it before. Yep. We have to be the echo chamber that you want all of the above energy. You want more energy production in the U.S. Come to the heartland. We are the ones who can do it. We can create more jobs. We can address things like inflation and cost of living. Come to us. We've got the solution.
Fantastic. Okay. 45Z. Are we pushing 45Z back a whole year with this transition?
I certainly hope not. I strongly believe that the Biden administration, and it may not be until the very last day, but they have got to come out with guidance.
Okay.
This is a pillar of their legacy. And we know how important it is to Secretary Vilsack. We know that USDA has worked very hard on this. So, you know, our number one conversation point in the remaining days of the Biden administration is we've got to get this guidance out, because it is a different conversation. Ultimately, it's in the hands of the Trump administration what they do with that guidance. We have got to get that guidance out.
Yeah. Okay. Worst case scenario, we don't. Do we get a one-year extension of 40B before we get to 45Z?
The growth energy focus is on 45Z.
Okay.
And there's a lot of conversation on extending 40B or 40A. And that's one path. It still does not address the on-road application that you get and the incentives for 45Z, and that's really important for ethanol. So
yes,
you can have extensions, but we wouldn't want to see that with the consequence being, and we delay action in 45Z. And there's a lot of really important, healthy conversation among the industry about this. And then, of course, we've got to get an extension on 45Z.
Right.
And we've had three bills introduced so far in this Congress, which we know we have to start over, but it signals to the incoming Congress, hey, you've got Republicans and Democrats who are supportive of this, so we've got to make sure that we get an extension, too.
Yeah, without that extension, we're looking at something that sunsets in 27, is that right?
It sunsets in 2027, and Chip, I'm going to be honest, it's not going to be utilized.
Right.
3 years, where we don't have guidance yet.
Yeah.
So it's a short runway to begin with. It's not enough time. These are massive, tens of hundreds of millions of dollars of investments, and the investors, the banks, the companies that are putting the risk out there, they need certainty and they need help on the economics. We need 10 years total.
Yep. You know, talking about investors, the situation that we're in the biofuels industry today compared to when in Trump's first term, those that were looking for the small refinery exemptions are now heavily invested in biofuels and renewable diesel and SAF, right?
And that comes back to Lee Zeldin. We have to educate this new team because I don't know that they know how the dynamics have changed. The liquid fuels dynamics have changed. I think what will be helpful is we know that the president campaigned on pulling back CAFE standards, making them so that there's an important role for biofuels and liquid fuels. That's where we align. And that's an area where we can demonstrate, look, you need standards that allow a growing, an important role for liquid fuels. We're going to power the majority of cars on the road for decades regardless. But I forgot my train of thought. What were we talking about?
We were... The investment from the refiners. There's a big investment
So the dynamics have shifted.
Yes.
Because of renewable diesel, you see dynamics and you don't see the opposition to the RFS. You don't see the opposition to the advanced categories. However.
Okay.
You still have small refiners.
Yep.
Who are going to be very aggressive in trying to resurrect small refinery exemptions. We have to be vigilant and making sure that doesn't happen. The courts have really complicated things for us. The Biden administration rejected a host of small refinery exemptions, and the court said, nope, revisit your decision, and those are pending.
Right.
And we've got over 120 pending right now. So those decisions are before the administration. That's going to be really important for our industry.
Yep.
And again, it will come down to reminding the EPA who they work for.
Yep.
And that this is about making sure the rural economy is vibrant.
Okay. You're going to spend a lot of time in California in the next foreseeable future. I mean, CARB, it seems like a lot of the Midwest's future on biofuels is being determined by what's happening in California right now.
And we have something to say about that. Yes. And we will. And I think you'll see more coming out of Growth Energy and our partners on this. What's really worrisome is that you had 2 years of listening to stakeholders and digesting information and then coming out with a proposal. And it's the sustainability requirements that are incredibly frustrating. It's the opposite of 45Z. You have to do these things to play ball. This is the cover charge to get in.
Yep.
But we're going to give you no credit for it.
Right.
And that's nonsensical, and that doesn't work. And that doesn't work for our industry. And so we've got to see what we can do to maybe amend that. Now,
excellent.
On the flip side, you've got Governor Newsom coming out saying, hey, let's get E15 moving.
Let's get E15,
and so we just want the California government, the left hand and the right hand, to be consistent.
It is absolutely. I mean, you never know what you're going to get out of CARB. There's no doubt about it. Emily, I've taken up enough of your time. Thank you so much for making time for us. And, just thank you for answering the phone when we called to get you on and talk about these important issues.
Always a pleasure. Anytime.
Excellent. Thanks so much. That's Emily Score, CEO of Growth Energy.
It is always good to catch up with people at Growth Energy about what is happening in biofuels. And, you know, with the transition that is happening in the Trump administration, I'm sure we will talk with Emily about just that many more times. Next up, we'll learn about what UPL is doing to manage weed resistance right here on AgriTalk.
Achieving excellence isn't easy. It's reserved for those willing to work for it. Farmers like you, who strive for bigger yields and better education. People who settle for nothing less than the very best. Because you know excellence can only be achieved through hard work, commitment, and perseverance. Take your operation to new heights and join us for the 2025 Commodity Classic, Elevating Excellence in Agriculture, March 2nd through 4th in Denver. Learn more at commodityclassic.com.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. We're going to talk a few more agronomic issues now with Kip Jacobs. Kip is a UPL Technical Services Manager for row crops out of New Berlin, Illinois, right?
Yes, sir. New Berlin, just west of Springfield, Illinois, so kind of west central Illinois. And Chip, thanks for sitting down and having a conversation with me today.
Yep. Certified crop advisor?
Yes, sir. CCA for Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio.
It's a heck of a year over there in Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio.
Yeah, if we can, if the market would not look at the yields that we had in Illinois, I think everybody else would benefit pretty good. But we had a pretty great year, especially for corn. I'm hearing some high 250, 260 yep. farm averages that most people weren't expecting.
Yep. Whenever I talk to an agronomist, I got to ask him this question. What is it that you learned from this growing season that you're going to remember?
I think the most important thing I learned this year is kind of what is being solidified from 2023, and that's the springs and the growing season that we were used to is not the normal that we can expect anymore. Heat, drought, stress, and moisture. The amount of moisture we're getting in the time of the growing season we're getting it is definitely going to play into a lot of agronomic decisions, not only, you know, type of crop or maturity that we need to use, focus on rooting depths and type of those variety and hybrid characteristics, but simply when can we put that crop in the ground and how are we going to protect that throughout the season to get that yield potential out of that crop that we hope.
Awesome. You know, the timing of the rain, it's almost become the timing is more important than the quantity.
Yeah. So timing of rain is really important. When we focus on, say, herbicide management or herbicide programs, incorporation, the amount of moisture that takes to get those products incorporated is something that we continue to talk about. That's something the UPL focuses highly on when we develop the new products. For instance, the EPA registration pending Intrava DX, which would be our new corn pre-emergent product, we're seeing significantly reduced incorporation requirements versus industry standards. So that's something that we focused on highly. We want to be sure that we can get that product into the soil profile where it needs to be, given a certain amount of moisture, so that way there's not a lapse in control. But also when we think of post-emergent applications or layered residual, when we think of resistance management, I simply want you to spray your post-application 28 days after you plant your crop.
Yep. Okay.
So if that gives us a layered residual, that gives us a nice security blanket. So if we get the residual out there in a timely manner and overlap it appropriately, that gives us a greater potential of success to get additional moisture to incorporate that second pass of residual that we're going to continue to need to focus on every year.
Yep. You can lay out the plan, you can follow the script, you can do all that, and there's still going to be some escapes out there, and those are your resistance issues that we're dealing with. What is UPL doing as a rescue effort?
Yeah, so when we talk about resistant species, you know, my graduate work and my research experience was focused primarily on resistant amaranth, so water hemp, Palmer amaranth. When we talk about these economic driving weeds, you know, arguably the most prominent resistance factor now is going to be non-target site or metabolic-based resistance. So these weeds are actually able to just chew up and spit out the herbicide before it's ever even be able to take effect. That's quite frightening. It's starting to adapt, arguably, in some of these populations to chemistry that's never been exposed to. So when we think of these robust resistant weeds, the one that is going to be the easiest to control is the one you never see.
Yeah.
So even in these most resistant populations, a young weed or a weed that's just now beginning to germinate, a lot of those defense mechanisms aren't mature. So we can still retain high efficacy on those resistant populations. And then that's where UPL comes in. We focus highly on pre-emergent residual products in the corn and soybean market. But we took it one step further with the new corn product that we're awaiting EPA registration in Trava DX. And we are introducing a brand new active ingredient to the corn market. And that active ingredient is amicarbazone. And what's unique about that is the molecular structure of amicarbazone is not susceptible to that non-target site resistance in water hemp. So where we're seeing high levels of resistance to other group 5 or PS2 chemistries such as atrazine, we're still retaining high efficacy out of these active ingredients just due to molecular structure. And that's something that we continue to focus highly on at UPL.
New active ingredient, that is not something that we get to hear about. I was going to say every day. Hell, we don't get to hear about it every year, Kip.
Yes, sir. So this will be the first new herbicide active ingredient introduced into the corn market since 2017, I believe.
Jeez.
So it's an old group of chemistry. So it's a group 5 PS2 inhibitor. We all know atrazine. This is going to be a brand new active ingredient in that group of chemistry for our corn growers across the Midwest.
Wow, very cool. Good. Let's talk about some old chemistry that's out there, glufosinate. Make it more efficient. Make it easier to use for me. What do you got?
So when we think of glufosinate, I guess I'll dive headfirst into the elephant in the room. Some of the decisions made around post-applied dicamba in soybeans in particular, to me, that puts a heavy pressure or potential of selection pressure on glufosinate. Yep. So when we look at trait technologies, whether it's the E3s or whether it's the dicamba or XtendFlex soybeans, that the secondary treatment or trait in there is going to be glufosinate. So with some of those decisions being made, I've been telling growers and the folks I work with that I'm expecting about a 35% increase in glufosinate use just as a rescue treatment in a lot of these soybean fields. Yep. Well, when we start to do that, not only is there selection pressure based on spectrum of weeds that are out there, but environmental conditions are incredibly important when we think of glufosinate. When we think of glufosinate now, you know, there's time of day, direct sunlight, relative humidity, all of these things that play into, okay, when do I need to apply? What's my carrier volume or gallon per acre need to be? What's my rate? What adjuvant do I need? All of that is something that we took into consideration when we started to develop the next generation of glufosinate from UPL. So this is the EPA pending registration Interline Mega powered by LTEC. And what that LTEC is it's a patented formulation strategy where we've actually removed the non-active isomers of glufosinate. So when you look at current glufosinate in the marketplace, it's 50% active, 50% racemic or not active. Yep. What we've been able to do is we were able to pull out a majority of that non-active isomer, and we've been able to achieve a 95% pure active ingredient, 95 to 96% pure active ingredient of glufosinate in our formulation. And what that gives us is we're seeing a 45% reduction in use rate. So if you're running a standard 32-ounce use rate right now, you're looking at about 17.8 or 18 fluid ounces use rate in the future. And with that, we focused on a couple key species that are hard to control when we were looking at our data sets, and that's something that we wanted to really focus on. So not only lower use rate, but we wanted to be sure that we can control some of those tough-to-control species, such as lamb's quarter, velvet leaf, and then additional grass species as well.
That's good news all the way around right there, man. That's a good update. Thank you, Kip. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about some diseases, tar spot in particular. What have you got at UPL to help us fight that?
Yeah, so tar spot is one that continues to be brought up, arguably second to herbicides and resistance management. That's oftentimes what I get asked about. So I was on a field trip this year looking at trials about the first week of June over in Ohio, come across tar spot. Then I was in Indiana the next day, come across tar spot, and I started calling some of my growers in Illinois and saying, hey, we need to start looking at some fields. And they said, well, we were just out there yesterday. We didn't see anything. So next day we were out there walking fields, and sure enough, it showed up. One important thing about tar spot is to understand how the disease presents itself. And when you walk into your field, if you see visual presence of tar spot, that disease has been there for 21 days. So just like anything, preventative control is going to be your best bet. But when we started looking at how tar spot presents itself, crop health is going to be incredibly important. Yep. So if you have a healthy crop, we may not totally be able to reduce the amount of tar spots that's in that field, but we can definitely significantly reduce the amount of severity or yield drag that may result from the presence of that disease. UPL, we've got a really strong foliar fungicide called Zalera FX. It's a combination of a strobilurin, fluoxystrobin fungicide, and then tetraconazole. So with that, we've got a really highly systemic strobe chemistry, which is important because when we think of foliar activity or foliar applications of fungicide, most fungicides on the market, if it is not directly intercepted by the crop canopy, it's not utilized. But what we've seen out of fluoxystrobin is even a majority of the active ingredient that may not be intercepted by the crop and result in application to the soil, we've actually seen that get into the soil solution and be uptaken back through the plant.
Okay.
So we're seeing greater activity out of that. But then the addition of tetraconazole in there, that triazole is really going to draw out the long season residual out of that product. And then one thing that I really like to see and is I'm super excited about for UPL is Vaxaplant.
Okay.
So we've got a product called Vaxaplant. It is a P4 frac-coated biological fungicide. So it is a laminarin active ingredient. It is the only active ingredient labeled in this frac group. So it's incredibly unique. And what we are able to see is, simply put, I call it a dual mode of action. So we're able to activate two different pathways of defense inside the corn crop. And what we see is, in the presence of disease, we see a significantly increased control of diseases, but even in the absence of disease, we see a significant reduction in abiotic stresses. So drought stress, water stress, heat stress, all of those things that can result in significant yield reduction, even in the absence of disease, we see benefit come out of Vaxaplant from that as well. So if you take that and mix it with your Xolera FX, we're seeing significant benefit for disease control, but also for, you know, as we were talking about earlier with the droughts that we're experiencing in the summer, we see significant benefit out of the addition of that product as well.
Fantastic information, Kip. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Chip, for sitting down and talking to me.
You bet. Kip Jacobs is UPL Technical Services Manager out of Illinois.
Weed resistance was a big topic of conversation with crop protection companies at Trade Talk. Chemical companies have clearly engaged in the effort to provide some different modes of action. Let's shift gears and talk equipment with what one company is doing to perform differently. Great Plains is next on AgriTalk.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line, plus four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys.
You know, y'all could take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus four lines for $25. Now drop that, Jake.
With 24 monthly bill credits for eligible trade-ins and four new lines with autopay. Well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreements due. $829.99 credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence available now.
We've been using Pivot Bio for 4 years. The first thing to drive us to Pivot Bio was the unique thought that there's something else out there outside of synthetic nitrogen that can replace it. And the data shows that we are able to replace that 40 pounds, sustain the same yield goals with 40 pounds less synthetic nitrogen. Anytime we can more efficiently use our nitrogen, that is more efficiently using our dollars.
Visit TalkNitrogen.com for your free nitrogen efficiency review. That's TalkNitrogen.com.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities, I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
Me too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for his family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the morning, you're coffeeed up and you're thinking. In the afternoon, you've calmed down, but you're still thinking. We're here all day. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk and to the Trade Talk down at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting here in Kansas City. James Schert, president of Great Plains Ag, is with me right now. James, it's good to talk to you again. How are you?
Well, good. Good to be here, Chip. Thanks for stopping by the booth.
Absolutely. It's a different time, man. We're going through a tougher time in agriculture. The farm finances don't look all that spiffy right now, that's for sure. How do you deal with that in manufacturing?
Well, you know, you got to know. It goes in cycles. We all know this. It's just a matter of how you react to it. You know, from Great Plains Manufacturing's perspective, you know, we just go back to the fundamentals. Is really, it's about our customers. So how do we continue to get out in the field, support them, do our best to provide incentives to our dealers, the right product, right time, right place, to help them get their throughput, to get their retails? Because that field inventory is a bear right now, but we're doing amazing things to help that market. And it's kind of showing our share and really the feedback we're getting. But number two, I don't really call it number two, it should be number one, and it is for us, it's about our employees.
Yeah.
And that's our lifeblood. You know, Salina, Kansas, home base, 50,000 people. We're in eight other communities throughout Kansas with a manufacturing base. Largest town being 600, or 600 on the small end, 6,000 on the big end. If we don't really keep those employees, if we don't really provide that meaningful workplace for them, you know, we can't manage their turnaround. We can't manage the comeback. So we're doing cool things. I got to say, as a company, I've been with other big companies. I mean, being able to not lay off, being able to keep a diverse workforce throughout this downturn, we're doing some good things, and that's...
Okay, tell me a little bit more about what you're doing for the employees, because it is a, you know, right-sizing era here. What's going on? What are you doing?
Well, employees are our lifeblood, and we're big into community stewardship in these small towns. We want to keep our employment there. If we don't have the jobs, they can't be there. They've got to go somewhere else to find work. That's not us, you know. And then, you know, being owned by Kubota, 2016 acquisition, that's been one of the best things that's happened to us as a company, is we're able to really diversify the business. You've got Great Plains Ag, you've got Land Pride, now you've got our new CE division, that manufactures product for the Kubota distribution. That allows us to flex our workforce around to where these markets are going to be up, where these markets are going to be down. And when ag comes back, it's not our if, but when it comes back, we can flex these resources back into our portfolio to help push this product out the market.
All right. All right. You said it will come back. When? What's the outlook?
Well, nobody's crystal ball is perfect. But if you look at the technicals, right? Well, election, done, gone, no ambiguity. That's a big win.
Yes, it is.
Huge win. So that means, all right, let's dig down. Let's get the administration in place, and let's get this farm bill done. Okay, we've got 8-year-old basis. You know, the risk management is not bad, but let's get it up to current times. Let's get a little bit more risk peril into there to really support the business.
Excellent.
Let's get trade going. Biggest trade deficit you and I have had in our careers.
Yep.
Not good, but the technicals out there show that there's demand. Commodities are at the all-time low, so it can't do anything but come up.
Yep.
So it lines up to a rebound in really 2025 going into 2026. We will work through this inventory. It's just what it's going to look like on the backside of this thing is, don't know. But look at the current, look at like the Purdue Index.
Yeah.
The biggest pop we've seen since 2019
yeah.
in terms of sentiment. You look at the desire to invest, it's there. How do we give them the mechanisms and really the confidence to support that? So I'm pretty bullish on a bit of a rebound coming next year. It's not going to be 2021, but it's not going to be 2015 again.
Right.
So we've had a pretty suppressed year. Pretty suppressed 2 years in essence, but it'll come back.
Yeah, got to have the right products out there too to get the attention.
Well, and that's again another beauty is we're continuing to invest. Our R&D dollars and R&D spend is continuing to be up. Yes, you know, our team out in the product strategy, really a couple of big trends is cover crops and nutrient placement.
That's
really where we're continuing to look and invest. Not to mention technology in the right places, like our implement command system on tillage. Being able to adapt and change your flow as you're going through the field and being able to monitor that and see that quality output, that really enables a higher level productivity, plus putting lesser skilled operators in there to get that efficiency and gains that you need. We got to make money somehow, so let's be more productive.
Yeah. Okay. I don't want to turn this into a conversation about sustainability and all that, but I will turn it into a conversation about biofuels. I mean, the products that you put out there and that Great Plains is known for fit right into 40B? Probably fit. We don't know for sure, but probably fit right into some of the details of 45Z as well. That's a new avenue right there for you, isn't it?
Well, if you think about where we're going in terms of the utilization of the cover crops and utilization of that biomass, how do you put that cover crop into the ground? How do you get that started? Well, the most cost-effective way to do that is a good old box drill. And what do we do really well? We do a lot of box drills, and we do it really well. We're selling box drills into markets that we haven't seen before. A 50-foot BD 7600 box drill sold into Ohio for contracting of cover crops. Because it's a more cost-effective solution than a planter. Plus, you can do your cereal grains, you can do soybeans, you can have a wide range of crops in a product to support these biofuels, support these cover crops, support these diverse markets, and a much more cost-effective base.
Yeah, very cool. I mean, you got to be excited about it. It's a tough time right now, but you're excited about the future. I can tell by looking at you, man.
I tell you what, it's a company of farmers. You know, Great Plains is founded by farmers. The majority of our workforce is farmers. We've got that passion because we live it. We love it. You know, most of us farm or have some tie to the farm. North Central Kansas, Floyd, Kansas for me. We've got the farm there, and I want to make sure it's viable for now and plus my kids when they get into it. So you got to have that passion because we all got to eat.
That's exactly right, James. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you stopping by, Chip.
All right. James Schertz, President, Great Plains Ag.
Good stuff from the people there at Great Plains Ag. Come back at 2:06 Central, and we'll continue the industry conversations right here on AgriTalk. Happy Thanksgiving.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revitec fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine.